We lived in New Orleans for 20 years, 16 years, 20 years. And, you know, we just wanted to bring some of that with us. It's really an Irish pub, but with as much New Orleans as we can fit in.
I moved to New Orleans in 1983. And there was a fellow that opened up, Mike Ryan, he opened up a pub on Bourbon Street called Ryan's Irish Pub, which is the 500 Club on Bourbon Street. And there's been many other things since. And then we were there for 3.5 years and we left, my brother and I. And then we moved back again when this place became on 514 Toulouse Street, this nice building with a nice courtyard. I was there for 16 years, O'Flaherty's.
Following Katrina, it didn't get a whole lot of damage. But I guess it was just enough, and the whole kind of trauma of the thing made them not reopen. I was already gone at the time, but I think it just kind of tipped over the balance of whether to reopen or not, I guess. I actually wasn't there at all. Patrick was actually in town during Katrina and evacuated with Stephen and Pauline from Pimicles. And my sister was there as well, and she also evacuated. I was just in D.C. worried and, glued to the television.
Andrea and I were married, and my in-laws live here. My mother-in-law, she went to school here, and we used to come here on holidays. And every time I came here, people used to say to me, you should not be touring. You should open up a pub here. And that's how it happened. I was on the New Orleans to do a cruise out of New Orleans, and that morning I got a phone call saying that this place was available.
Actually, Lewisburg has, interestingly, a fair amount of people who are familiar with New Orleans who have lived there, and so everything New Orleans has been fantastic. We do a little Mardi Gras celebration every year, and it's packed, and everybody dresses up in costume. It's kind of cool. I never would have guessed in a million years that the Saints would end up here, where I am, because we can't even get them on TV, which is sad.
I like the Saints, and the Saints, I mean, when I was in New Orleans, I used to go see lots of the games every year, and the Saints kept New Orleans together after the hurricane was over, and the team and the representatives of the team, and with New Orleans, thank God that they stayed in New Orleans. The Saints has kept the city together as far as I'm concerned.